This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The band of dam-breaching supporters appears to be growing after a White House blog post indicated that it was time to look into the removal of Snake River dams. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says the dam-breaching movement has never been louder, so it's time to get the voice of the opposition heard.
One of the most important things is to let me know. I need to hear from those folks. I need to hear from our agricultural community. And I will do all I can to elevate their voice, to amplify their voice, communicate their perspective, their experiences, and their expression of the importance of these dams to everybody I possibly can.
With the White House, the governor, and at least one U.S. senator even suggesting dam removal should be looked at, Newhouse says it's time to start educating some of his coworkers.
As a matter of fact, coming up at the end of May, 1st of June, I'm inviting out members of Congress, many of my colleagues, to come out and see for themselves firsthand what dams are, what they look like, and so that they can appreciate the functions and the benefits that they provide.
Newhouse says the White House blog post proves that they continue to listen only to one side of the argument and ignore the devastating impacts dam removal would have on the Pacific Northwest.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.